Well, John, we're coming to the end of our program. How can people find out more about Scientific American magazine?
Well, of course, you can go to many newsstands and you'll pretty much find Scientific American there. Or, of course, if you go to www.sciam.com, you'll get to the home webpage for Scientific American, and you can find out all you would need to know about current and past issues of the magazine there.
John, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past. For those of you preoccupied and distracted by the various tasks and responsibilities brought about by technology, not to mention myriad forms of entertainment options, I present to you The Previous Hour with John Rennie, Editor-in-Chief of Scientific American Magazine, compressed into a 1 minute and 20-second soupçon of audio, courtesy of the TV Time Machine.
Professor Zeitgeist here again?
Maybe here you can't get a clear signal.
I'm tired of living.
Believe it or not, Louis is going to do the whole thing in just 10 minutes.
You big on gadgets, are you?
This is a nightmare in depth.
You see, my horse really doesn't want to go.
William Paynton.
The answer is no.
Which is pretty good for a car that can go 84 miles per hour.
You didn't tell me my body would change.
Repeat, there are no enemy missiles approaching. The objects have been identified as satellites.
But this is a marvelous thing. You can attach it to your own TV set, they tell me.
Repeat, there are no enemy missiles approaching.
Only if a man lived forever, I thought, could there be any point in living at all.
My horse, they're sending him into space. I gotta stop him.
There's a definite connection between the stomach and the head.
But coming up with the correct answer for this TV tune is quite another.
We call it the Midnight Sun.
A facsimile. A fax.
Here's a Volkswagen that's big enough.
What's a microdot?
This thing is capable of smashing an atom.
We are in no danger.
Is there atomic energy in there?
Is that plugged in?
Their radioactivity is greater than your wildest dream.
It's death that gives this world its point.
You realize by now, Professor Mathers, that I can read your mind.
We are in no danger.
It's as if there were another world parallel to mine.
This is Jim Benson. Join us again next time as our magical transport turns back the pages of history and takes us on yet another journey into the annals of classic television. You'll find your next adventure right here on the TV Time Machine.